Penguin Audio presents The Shooters by W.E.B. Griffin, read by Dick Hill. 26 July, 1777. The necessity of procuring good intelligence is apparent and need not be further urged. George Washington, General and Commander-in-Chief, the Continental Army. For the late William E. Colby, an OSS Jedburgh First Lieutenant who became Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Aaron Bank, an OSS Jedburgh First Lieutenant who became a Colonel and the Father of Special Forces. William R. Corson, a legendary Marine Intelligence Officer whom the KGB hated more than any other U.S. Intelligence Officer, and not only because he wrote the definitive work on them. For the living, Billy Waugh, a legendary Special Forces Command Sergeant Major who retired and then went on to hunt down the infamous Carlos the Jackal. Billy could have terminated Osama bin Laden in the early 1990s, but could not get permission to do so. After 50 years in the business, Billy is still going after the bad guys. René J. Desfourneaux, a U.S. Army OSS Second Lieutenant attached to the British SOE, who jumped into occupied France alone and later became a legendary U.S. Army counterintelligence officer. Johnny Reitzel, an Army Special Operations officer who could have terminated the head terrorist of the seized cruise ship Achille Lauro, but could not get permission to do so. Ralph Peters, an Army intelligence officer who has written the best analysis of our war against terrorists and of our enemy that I have ever seen. And for the new breed, Mark L., a senior intelligence officer despite his youth, who reminds me of Bill Colby more and more each day. Frank L., a legendary Defense Intelligence Agency officer who retired and now follows in Billy Waugh's footsteps. Our nation owes all of these patriots a debt beyond repayment.